don't need permission. Made my decision to test my limits. Cause it's my business, God is my witness. Stop what I finished. Don't need no holder, taking control of this kind of moment. I'm not kind of moment. I'm locked and loaded, completely focused. My mind is open. All that you got's gonna skin on my neck.
All right, so Wolfgang, that...
I can't believe you went there. I am so proud of you right now. I am so proud of you.
That, ladies and gentlemen, was Ariana Grande singing Dangerous Woman.
Dangerous, okay. So I had to Google this. And this chick, young gal,
yeah,
she's in her white, what do you call that stuff? I don't know. I'm too old to even remember what it's called.
Negligee?
Yes, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what the young kids call it. Is that what the young kids call it, Trent?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Negligee?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay. Let me tell you something. And she was making sexual noises.
Yeah.
And that's what Matt Campbell came out to. I tweeted yesterday, Trent Condon, of 1700 KBGG. Okay? I was like, I could not believe this. I literally retweeted somebody's post and I said, this isn't real, or something like that. I could not believe that this was real. This is a jerk move, unless the DJ is a Hawkeye fan. If the DJ is a Hawkeye fan, I'm talking legend. I'm talking right behind Niall Kinnick, and let me throw this out there that I don't think anybody said anything about. What if Bob Bowlesby has a little black and gold blood still in him and is going to quit after this year?
Ah, okay.
Legend? Legend?
It's pretty good. I mean, so for people that missed us yesterday, as the coaches were walking up to have their interview in front of the assembled media, Big 12 Media Day, same thing today, they played music going up there. And as Matt Campbell, Iowa State head coach, was making his way to the stage, they played Dangerous Woman.
They played that song that you just heard about a minute ago.
Isn't that
with
great?
The woman actually orgasming almost on, you know, during the song. Dangerous Woman for Matt Campbell and Iowa State. Who did that? Seriously.
I think
I'm not even joking here, Trent. This is pathetic. This is... What, okay, so Hawkeye fans or Cyclone fans, what would you put out if you were the Hawkeye's worst enemy? Give us the songs that you would put out there. How about that, Trent? Let's be fair.
Okay.
Okay? Because they just totally bashed the Cyclones. I mean, you want to play Girls Just Want to Have Fun for the Cyclones?
It's pretty good.
I mean, give me a break. That's pathetic. Dangerous Woman for the Cyclones? That's pathetic. Cyclone fans, come back. Bring us some songs for the Hawkeyes. How about that?
Throw them back the other way.
We're equal opportunists,
and
right?
We are. It's fun going down these roads. Dangerous Woman there. Now, here's the other thing that cracked me up yesterday. At Big 12 Media Day, Matt Campbell goes to the stage, and he was let go early. He was told, we don't need you anymore, because there weren't enough questions.
Oh, jeez.
How, I mean, that's got to kind of be a blow to your system, right? You're ready to roll?
There are plenty of questions there. There are no more questions than a coach that has coached only 1 year and going into a second year. There's so many questions to be answered there. Mm-hmm. Have they got their system in place? You know, what do you expect from this year? How's your recruiting? I mean, there's so many questions you could ask him. And the fact that that didn't happen, where was the Des Moines media?
Well, here's the thing. This comes with a caveat, because this was the big group. A lot of times when you're kind of looking at more individual questions, when you're looking for things that are more nuts and bolts kind of things as opposed to big picture, you're saving that for the individual time that you get later on. So I'm sure that's what it was.
Trent, do you want to make your coach look like a jerk?
Well, and you know what?
Then ask a simple, easy question to make him cut him a break.
The same thing happened just 2 years ago.
Yes, it did.
To Kirk Ferentz as he was standing over in Chicago at Big Ten Media Days. The exact same thing happened. He was up there. They still had plenty of time. Questions? Do we have any more questions? Questions for Coach Ferentz? Okay.
What do you think Coach Ferentz would have done if Trent Condon just threw him a bone at that moment? An easy softball of a question. He'd love you for frickin' ever.
Oh, no, he wouldn't. No, he wouldn't. He doesn't care about that stuff.
Are you sure? He doesn't care about looking like an idiot up there? No. Like Matt Campbell looked like yesterday, from what I understand. And Kirk did how many years ago?
No, he was good. He was good.
No. No, man. I would not want to go. That's sad, actually. It's sad. And it was sad when it happened with Kirk. Obviously, Kirk is a great coach, and you know I love him. Matt Campbell, we got to see. There's plenty of questions to be asked with Matt Campbell, and the national media is not obviously doing their job. And the local media that did not throw Matt Campbell a bone and made him look like an idiot there, I'm sorry. I would have thrown him a bone. Maybe that's just different between you and I. I would have just asked him something simple, man. You do that with, I mean, you got to make connections with these guys. You and I agree that at certain points, you know, I'm not necessarily big into getting coaches on because you're just going to get BS, you know what I mean? We've talked about that a little bit before. I'm not necessarily into that. I would love to have Kirk on, though. I'd love to have Brian Ferentz on. Are you kidding me?
Sure.
That kid, I mean, that guy goes off like a mother, and I love it. And I've had him on before, actually. But I don't know. I think I disagree with you. I think it's the local media's job. Throw him a bone and don't make him look like he's irrelevant. Because guess what? If he's irrelevant, you're irrelevant, Trent.
Well, look at you going deep, Wolfgang, on us. What a
fun being person. Serious here. Yeah. I would have done that. Everybody knows I'm a Hawkeye fan. I would have thrown him a bone. I like him.
Yeah.
I like him. I like him coming back at Brian Ferentz, even though I love Brian Ferentz. I like the fact that he's recruiting like a mother and is just on the recruiting trail 100. I love that. But at some point, sometimes the local guys got to take their journalism hat off, Trent Condon, and throw your local guy a bone so he doesn't look like he's irrelevant.
Because
am I wrong?
It was a talking point yesterday. You know, people were kind of laughing at Iowa State. Oh, look at Iowa State again. Can't even fill up their time in front of the media because nobody cares about Iowa State. So, no, I get what you're saying there. And there's times that absolutely they got to kind of, hey, we got to help our guy out here. I get to what you're saying. Yeah.
Okay, and Trent, there were national guys. I can't remember who it was. Ford, is that the guy's name?
Sure, yeah.
Pat Ford? Trent, you know, he was posting, like, here's the media at Oklahoma, covering the Oklahoma team. Here's the media at Iowa State, literally mocking Iowa State. And I got pissed. I got pissed. I don't know if you did. I was like, there was literally zero. I don't know if he was making a joke. He probably was joking, but there was literally nobody. Not one person in the Iowa State interviewing Matt Campbell. Did you see that tweet?
No, I didn't.
Pat Ford, it was probably a joke. It was obviously a joke. It had to be, right? There would be at least three media people there, right?
Yeah, there had to be. Petey's down there. Alex Halstead's down there. I talked with him earlier today. Williams is probably down. Yeah, there's got to be.
I don't find it funny. See, this is where, okay, Wolfgang's a hardcore Hawkeye. Now, this is where the Iowan in me comes out and gets mad when the national people start bashing. Yeah, I just get like that. I know you don't get it. Maybe you do get it. I don't know.
So I'm trying to find the tweet from your man 40. You'll have to find it.
I don't know if it was him, to be honest with you. I think it was. If I had to bet money, I would say it was Pat Ford, F-O-R-D-E, right?
Yep, Pat 40. You got
it. Yeah, and he showed a picture. Here's Oklahoma's press conference with their new coach, and here's Iowa State's press conference, and there's literally nobody there in an empty mic. I mean, it's just, you know, all right, I got pissed. You know, I love talking smack with my Iowa State brother, and it's fun. It's fun because it's sports, and we can take it easy, and it's no problem. But when national guys start doing it, then it's like, nope, okay, just time to go.
I got you. Well, Wolfgang, how about this Iowa State team? You know, after a day of kind of hearing from all the coaches over there, the players, four players going over there, Joel Lanning, now a linebacker. I loved they had him listed quarterback / linebacker. You don't see those slashes happening very often at Big 12 media days and media days in general. I thought that was really cool. But, you know, as you go through and you kind of look at it, this Iowa State team, what does it take for them to get to 6, to get bowl eligibility? Do they have to go undefeated through the non-conference? Can they do it even if they go, say, 2-1 in the non-conference? How do they get to 6?
Well, if you think, as an Iowa fan, that I'm going to poo-poo Iowa State and what they're going to do against Iowa, that's not happening. I can't stand that game. Do I want it to go away? Probably not. I probably have said that in the past. I don't necessarily agree that it should go away, do you?
No.
I mean, would it be better for both programs? That's a better question. Would it be better for both programs if the Iowa-Iowa State game went away? Iowa State gets another win. Iowa gets another win, another home game every single year. Iowa can't count on a win against Iowa State every year. They can't, obviously. Look at the record. Right. They can't count on that. Iowa State can't obviously count on it, but it's been close to 50-50 over the years, the last how many years since Hayden retired. Would it be best for both programs to ditch each other? I would say for Iowa State, I don't. This is the arrogant Hawkeye fan coming out of me. Probably yes, right?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think the importance is that much higher for Iowa State. Look, if Iowa drops the Iowa State game...
Actually, I totally said that wrong. I meant Iowa State absolutely will not ditch Iowa.
No, I agree with
There's
that.
There's the arrogant Hawkeye fan. That's what I meant to say. I'm sorry.
But... You know, it takes two to tango. You sign a contract with just one signature between two schools, that contract's not going to be worth anything. Who's more likely to have this thing go away? It's the Iowa side. Iowa does not gain as much as Iowa State does from this. Now, there's a whole bunch of logistical things that you can get into as it pertains to what it means for the state. Finances, all these different things that you talk about, you know, Iowa corn, you know, the big, how important it is to local businesses here in the state for this game to be played every year. And if that goes away, now how much bad blood does that create? You have to weigh that part of it as well. It's not just as simple as, hey, for football only, we're going to drop the game. It goes much deeper, and that's why there's many people out there believe this thing's not going to go away for the foreseeable future. As it's currently constructed, it's not going to happen because of those big picture things, not just what happens on the football field.
Okay, let me be as fair as I can be. What if Jamie Pollard said, you know what? We need that Iowa game, but you know what? We can only count on that, on winning that 45% of the time, 50% of the time, 40% of the time, 55% of the time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We need another home game to make money. We need to do that. Would Iowa State fans have a problem with that? I think they would go ballistic, crazy,
yeah.
Mad. Am I wrong?
No, you're
Iowa
not.
Iowa fans would be like, amen, because we get no credit when we beat them, because they come out flying to the football like I've never seen. Then I watch them the rest of the year, Trent. Pisses me off about Iowa State. What goes on with them? They come and play Iowa. They're flying to the football like Superman, Batman, and Spider-Man combined, and all of a sudden something happens. They play somebody else, and you don't see that. It makes me angry. I root for Iowa State other than Iowa. Do I want Iowa State to be better than Iowa? Absolutely not. But do you understand what I'm saying there?
I got you.
Does that make any sense? Does that make any sense? Jamie Pollard, if he does his job right, should not want Iowa State to play Iowa. Get another win, get in a bowl game. That's when you start building your rep, building your history and stuff like that. They haven't been in, Iowa State has not been in many bowl games. And Iowa, if they lose to Iowa, that makes it really, really hard. He needs to step up, grow some you-know-whats, and he does have some you-know-whats. He does. He literally has some you-know-whats. But he needs to grow them again and say, you know what, we're not playing Iowa. He needs to be the guy that does it. Because if Iowa does it, they're known as the big bully brother. Mm-hmm. So it's going to have to be Jamie Pollard that discontinues this, and it'll be interesting to see if he does. I find that very interesting to see if he will ever say, because, oh man, Iowa State fans will freak.
The Iowa State perspective, they're never going to give up this game. They're not. They're not. They're never going to give up.
Why? Tell me why, Trent.
Why? Because they have a game against a Power 5 opponent every year that fills a stadium, that excites the fan base, that gets people excited, that buys those season tickets, that does all those things. Not only that, but they play a team that they can beat. You know, if the Iowa game would go away for Iowa State, they're still going to schedule a home-and-home. Hell, they're playing a home-and-home with Akron. They're still going to play a home-and-home with somebody. But if it's at the Power 5 level, name a Power 5 program that has any kind of name recognition that would create any kind of excitement for those games that you have a 50-50 proposition against. There isn't anybody. So why would you do away with that game from Iowa State perspective? It doesn't make one iota of sense. You're not dropping that game.
It doesn't make one iota of sense.
No, because you're not dropping that game and playing Texas Pan-American.
What's wrong with getting a guaranteed win? You can't guarantee anything, obviously.
Those are already scheduled
in there. You can't guarantee with anybody.
Those are already scheduled in there. That's what you and I are supposed to do. That's what Akron.
You've got to get to six.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing for Iowa State. See, you're looking at it from a Hawkeye arrogant perspective right now. They need to freaking get to a bowl game. That is big time. Iowa State fans building and building and building and going to bowl games and bowl games and bowl games. We've seen what they've done in Kansas City in basketball. They travel like a mother. Can you imagine what they'll start doing for football if they actually become relevant, get one more win? Instead of five wins, they get six wins, and they're going to bowl game after bowl game with Matt Campbell and his Dangerous Woman song?
Yeah, but you can't sell a fan base on, all right, this year we got UNC, Charlotte, Appalachian State, and Idaho. That's our non-conference schedule. You can't sell that.
I'd love to hear from Cyclone fans to know, do you want to go to bowl games, or do you want a 40% shot of beating Iowa?
There's no guarantee that you're going to a bowl game even with that schedule. The difference between a bowl game has never been the Iowa game. They haven't had a year where they've won only five games and missed out. The years that they miss bowl games, they go 3-9. That's the problem.
You're poo-pooing the Cyclones and what they can do this year and in the future. I don't understand your Matt Campbell hatred.
I am talking big picture, and you know that's not. When they started off 0-2 last year, who bought all the Matt Campbell stock here in Des Moines?
You did. You didn't even have any money to put down. You were on the street handling. It was great.
I was looking for cans, anything to buy that Matt Campbell stock. Help me out. And I have it all, and it's going to pay off. I'm telling you, it's going to pay off. I'm going to get money out of this stuff. There's no doubt. Wolfgang here. We're talking a little Iowa State with him. Some fun moments from yesterday. Hey, what other quote I got to bring to you from yesterday and Big 12 Media Day with the Iowa State perspective? Did you catch, as Alan Lazard was being interviewed, the question that was thrown his way?
I think I did.
Okay. So for people that missed this,
go ahead. Yeah, tell the piece. Tell the piece.
Interviewer on FS1. Matt Campbell is the mayor. That's what they call him. Lazard responds, "No, that's Hoiberg." What is going on? How can anybody cover the Big 12 in any fashion?
Oh man!
And think that Matt Campbell, a guy that's been there for a year, is known as the mayor. How do you screw that up? How does that happen? How do you go through your notes as you're getting ready for your questions for that day? If you're an interviewer, you come up, I got a great one here. I'm going to talk about Iowa State and Matt Campbell, the mayor. Where does that come from, Wolfgang?
Do you ever get, like, you read some or you hear some, and you get, like, such a nervousness feeling it makes you want to throw up? I felt so bad for that guy. I don't know if I did or I'm like, do your job. I'm not sure. You know what I mean? I'd like to see his paycheck. You know, maybe it's just, you know, a grunt. I have no idea, you know, down on the bottom of the barrel and blah, blah, blah. And he's, here, throw him into Iowa State, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, what does he know about Iowa State? The mayor. I don't know. You know what? I have no idea. But it literally made me sick to my stomach almost for the guy and Iowa State. I'm just like, that's why I stick up for the Iowa teams. And you can bash me or anybody can bash me all they want. Obviously, I want the Hawkeyes to be better, but that makes me sick. It really makes me sick. And you're calling a second-year coach the mayor? Oh, God, I don't even know where to even go from there. I don't know what. He handled that well. Did you actually see the footage of Lazard doing it?
No, I didn't. I just saw the actual verbiage of it. I didn't see the moment. Pretty good.
See, I don't know that any of this stuff even happened. Okay, because I haven't seen footage. Have you seen footage of Dangerous Woman yet?
No.
Has any Hawkeye fan thrown that out there?
It's just
because that, are you talking about smack talk? your rival comes out to Dangerous Woman. Nobody's put it out there. I don't think it happened. I'll be honest with you. I think Twitter's bull bleep. I don't even think it happened, Trent.
It came from, let's see, who was it? A Baylor writer. Let me find
it. Oh, okay.
Let's find
it. Okay, now I believe it. Are you being serious right now?
Well, yeah. I mean, he's there covering Big 12 Media Day, and he said
Baylor. Oh, my God, with what Baylor's going through?
Well, all he did, this is what he said. The Big 12 is playing Dangerous Woman as Matt Campbell walks up, who is DJing this thing. That's all he said.
Oh.
I believe it.
Right behind that, girls just want to have fun, respect. What else? Aretha Franklin. Yeah, what else we got? Yeah. Seriously. What else we got? I mean, Cyclops fans, feel free to just call in and you give us the Hawkeye song. We are not biased here. We will giggle the same way, but that's ridiculous. And the disrespect for the Iowa State football program is pathetic, and it actually embarrasses me. I think I'm going to call him out right now, Trent. Who was there? Who in the Des Moines media was there? I'm going to call him out right now.
I told you. At least who I think was there. You got Travis Hines. You got Alex.
Travis Hines. Never been on with me. Don't care about him. Okay? Had just about everybody else on the radio. Don't care about him. Okay. I like him. I follow him on Twitter. Screw him. He's never been on with me. Let me tell you, Travis, you should have thrown him a bone. Go on.
Alex Halstead.
Love that guy. Okay? Yeah. Love him. Should have done it. Okay, I give him a pass. Like the guy.
I believe Chris Williams. I'm not positive.
Chris Williams, fine. Fine. He and Brett Bloom, cool with him.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I mean, these are the people that are there. So what's going on?
Jeez, I don't get it. I don't understand, man. I would have done it, man. Maybe that's just the, I don't know if that, is that just the wussy in me? That I haven't been in your industry as long as you have?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Is that just the wussy in me?
I'll be honest, it's uncomfortable for me. I agree with you. I agree about the uncomfortable nature of it. I'm right there with you. I think it's, when that happens, I remember sitting there, I think it was Danny Hope was a Purdue coach, and there were, I don't know, four or five questions, and everyone's kind of looking around like, I don't want to talk to Danny Hope anymore. And so that does it for his
but
time.
But that's up to the local media to do something.
Yes,
I've been on the radio since
I agree with
at a small thing since 2005, whether it's one time a week, two times a week, I've been on the radio. So, but I still have that in me where I would be like, Kirk, what's your favorite ice cream? Anything. Matt Campbell, tell me your favorite restaurant. Do you like steak or do you like burgers? You know, just anything to help him out. That's embarrassing, Trent, and you know that. And if they aren't relevant, you are relevant. I'll say that again, and I'll keep saying it.
We finish up here with Wolfgang on this side before we take a timeout. One more with the clones. Matt Thomas, is he going to make an NBA team?
I saw he got 20 points yesterday. Is that right?
Yeah, more than that. I think it was like 23, something along those lines.
23 points? No. To answer your question, no.
No?
No, absolutely not.
Come on.
I know you get mad at me when I say this stuff. Did you see my man, George Niang, got cut?
He did, yeah.
If there's not a place for the NBA for that guy with a wizard, with his footwork, with his shooting ability, with his incredible hands, with it, I don't like the NBA. It makes me not like the NBA. We get a freaking entire summer talking about on Saturdays whether, you know what, I don't like the NBA if Utah or Niang doesn't make the NBA. This pisses me off.
Well,
no, there isn't a place for this guy in the league. And I, you know what? I actually called it. He doesn't have the lateral quickness on defense.
Yeah.
You're a guy that says, they don't play defense in the NBA. Yes, they do. Go back and watch the 80s. Go back and watch the 70s. It's just ridiculous, the things that people say about the NBA. Just go watch it. Go watch the transition defense in the 80s, like I told you.
Mm-hmm.
It's embarrassing. That Lakers-Celtics 30 for 30, that was just embarrassing. That's my era. Bird Magic. Loved it. I'm like, is this in slow motion? Is this like, I was checking my DVR, it's like this somehow got downgraded to, you know, 80% instead of 100%? It's just a different freaking game, man. And people do not realize that. And it's just, I don't understand people. It's just, I don't understand people when they watch basketball now.
Well,
it's just a different game.
You're talking yourself in circles here. So
I'm all over the place.
George Niang would have thrived in the 80s and into the
90s. Oh, he would have. Yes, he would have.
But today, I don't know. Athletically,
you got to play defense. You got to play defense. You got to play defense now. They didn't play defense then.
Right. He is crafty enough to get a shot off in the league, to score in the league. But defensively, he's taken a step back. Yeah, he can't do it. Physically.
Didn't you hope that the losing of the weight would have helped him? Or they could have figured out somehow the fast twitch, muscle fiber, figured that out, because he is so fun to watch.
Yes.
He is one of my most favorite college football or basketball players to watch ever. Ever. Not just Cyclone, not just Hawkeye, not just in the state. He was a pimp. He was just smooth on the offensive end. And notice I said offensive end. And that's why we disagree on Peter Jock, unfortunately.
We're going to take a break here, Wolfgang. When we come back on the other side, we'll go from the Cyclones to the Hawkeyes. PTL talk and a new marketing slogan from the University of Iowa. A big reveal yesterday.
I haven't heard this, so this is going to be fresh. I told you I lost my Wi-Fi here. So.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, so this is going to be fresh. This is going to be fresh.
We're going to fill you in coming up on the other side. Quick timeout, back with more Wolfgang, Jimmy B, and TC on the Big Talker 1700. Welcome back, Jimmy B and TC. No good opening music here. No Dangerous Woman for you, unfortunately, Wolfgang.
Girls just want to have fun. What was the other one? Did we have another one? Lady Gaga. We got to have some like Lady Gaga in there. I'm sure that was the DJ's playlist to bash the Cyclones. Wuss. What a wuss.
Wuss. Hey, couple of things. So Iowa had a big reveal yesterday, University of Iowa. Their big reveal, talking about something was coming up, and they hit it on social media a couple of different times. So there's stuff going on over there, over dating back to Friday, about this big reveal coming up yesterday. And then the big reveal is on some new marketing campaign, Fight for Iowa.
Okay.
So that's what it was. You know, we had the win, graduate, do it right. That was one for a couple of years. Now they're going.
I remember that. Okay.
Now they're going with Fight for Iowa. Pretty good hype video to it. You can find that on Twitter. You'll like that one, I'm sure. You'll enjoy that. But
you're mocking me right now.
You will enjoy it. They did a good job. It's really good.
Okay.
It is really.
You thought they hyped it up too much. When I saw that this was coming out, I saw some of the Hawkeye head monkey mucks.
Yeah.
Saying. You're building this up too much. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, it was built up for something much bigger than what it turned out to be, right?
Yeah, you got to be careful. You got to be careful with that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's all it was. I mean, for me, I don't care. Whatever. You know, they can.
But I still don't. I'm sorry. I still don't get what you're talking about. What do you mean? Fight? What'd you say? Fight for Iowa?
Fight for Iowa. Yeah. You know, remember they had the hashtag until, as in until the game is won, like in the fight song. Well, this is Fight for Iowa. There'll be a new, probably, hashtag that you'll see on all the stuff, things like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all it is. Yeah. Not exactly the excitement.
I would agree with the head monkey mucks and said, not that I don't like it. Okay, I do like it.
Now, another thing that they put out was a new football season package. And that was all 7 games. You don't know exactly where you're going to be sitting in these games. You'll find out, in fact, the week of, but it is $250 for 7 games. Pretty good, right?
$250 for 7 games. Okay,
yep.
So 7 into 25, that's 30, what is it, $35 a ticket or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's certainly cheaper than a normal package. They have 500 of these.
Yes.
It's all digital, all through your phone, so you're not going to have a paper ticket. You're just going to take your phone, have it scanned. And away you go. They said 2 of the 7 games, you'll be sitting in the main bleachers for it. I'm sure the other 5 games are going to be in the end zones. But overall, fine. Good idea.
And first of all, Trent, end zone tickets, do not poo-poo those.
No, not
okay?
at all.
I had them for a number of years. Mm-hmm. Loved them. Got to see when Matt Sherman would, he'd wait too long for the receiver. You know what I mean? You can see things that the quarterback sees, and you're like, why didn't you see that?
Yeah,
or,
ooh,
wow, he saw that before I did. I love it. I love end zone seats. And for those of you that have it, I don't poo-poo those tickets. And matter of fact, we had tickets on probably about the goal line and then probably the 10-yard and 15-yard. And then we've gotten here and there at the, you know, just with friends with the 50 and blah, blah, blah. But the end zone, I enjoyed the best. Is that weird?
No, not weird at all. Not
no, weird. It is. It is. Would you rather have end zone seats or 20-yard line seats? Like middle of the end zone or 20-yard line seats?
Well, that's about where we've sat throughout a long time. That's probably where
so
I sat.
So you take that. 20.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, no, I completely agree. I've sat there before. I've sat. My uncle has some seats down in the south end zone. I've sat there a lot of different times. In fact, the Michigan game just last year, I ended up sitting there for that game and really enjoyed it. I always enjoy. Kinnick, there isn't really a bad seat in the house. There isn't. I've sat in every area. I've sat high. I've sat low. I've sat at the 50. I've had beautiful seats. A 50-yard line, 40 rows up, about as good as you can ask for.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in the end zones. The one thing, the north end zone sucks. It's awful. I mean, some of the seats, how tight. You know I'm not a very tall guy.
Yes, it is tight.
It is.
Yes, you're right.
When my knees are hitting the person in front of me, you know it's tight in there. All 5 foot six and a half on a good day of me is hitting the back of somebody in front of me. You know it's tight, cramped quarters in there, and that'll be going away as they renovate things. So I thought a fun idea, different idea, $250 for season tickets. You know, going to afford maybe a few more people that get in there. And this is something you're seeing more and more NFL teams starting to employ different ways where, hey, we got these extra tickets. How do we get butts in the seats? This is a way to do that.
No, and I don't have a problem with it because it seems like they're getting more and more creative. I don't know. Maybe just because years and years ago they weren't creative. Now we've got a Tiger Hawk in the midfield and they're putting out promotional stuff. They're tweeting stuff out. They're getting us excited. They do have to scale back the, oh, you just can't wait until this happens, you know, stuff like that. Then people start thinking beer's going to be served.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? You're going to get people really excited or the water tower is going to be painted or
right.
Something like that. Yeah. You got to scale back that. So somebody over there has to have the ear of the fan and know what the fan, they have to go on the message boards. They have to listen to Trent Connan and Jimmy B. They have to listen, you know, seriously, they have to have the ear of the fan. A guy that I think has the ear of the fan is Brian Ferentz. And I think we're going to see some changes. You watch. I've heard some ideas of that. I don't know if it's true or not. Anyway, but it's interesting.
What do you got?
I can't do it. I can't do it.
Yeah, you can do it.
No, what? I can't. I can't. I literally can't. I literally promised him that.
Are you saving this for Friday when you're hosting solo? Is that what it is? Holding out on
thanks
me?
Thanks for the promotion. What am I doing Friday, Trent?
What am I doing Friday? We are giving you the wheels, the keys to the car for Friday's show.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you. A cluster bleep isn't necessarily a bad thing. Have you ever listened to like cluster bleep radio?
Yes.
It's kind of good.
I listen to it every day. Me and Jimmy B.
I get it. So that's what it's going to be. I mean, we got hard breaks. Oh, you know, I have no idea. You know, I'm going to be punching buttons. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun. But yeah, listen in Friday. We're going to do this. We're going to get on some people. I don't know. Are you going to put on some people with me, or am I going to go get them?
That's all you, my man. That's all you.
I can do it.
I'm going to be sunning and funny and lovely for Dodge, so that is all
okay,
you.
This is all me. Okay. I'm going to call Dave. I'm going to call John Miller, see if he'll do it, and maybe Bloom, or we'll see. We'll see all the guys. We'll bring them all on. Do you have Morehouse and Doxman on anymore?
No. They are with a different entity, so no.
Gotcha.
Don't have those guys. But...
Gotcha.
Well, we got plenty of good people to talk about, including
yes,
Wolfgang.
Yes, you do.
And we got Wolfgang here right now, and that's who we're talking to here on the Draft House 50 Hotline. All right, Wolfgang, saw something earlier today. You'll like this. A guy that we've talked about a lot throughout the primetime league is Ahmad Wagner.
You're a jerk.
Now, Friday, you're busy. That's okay. I got no problem with that. Of course, Thursday night, all he does is go 4-7 from three right after you killing him for shooting three-pointers. Where were you Friday? No, I'm just joking. But seriously,
Ahmad Wagner, tell the people your hashtag after. What did you say? So he goes 4-7. I didn't see it till late. I haven't been on Twitter as much. I'm going to get on more. You said hashtag Wolfgang doesn't respect players expanding their games or something like that.
Right.
Seriously, Trent. Seriously.
I got a kick out of that one. That was a good hashtag. I thought no,
it was. It made me giggle. You know my personality.
Wolfgang hates players expanding their game. That is Wolfgang. Well, he follows it up with a beautiful performance. Ahmad Wagner in the first round of the playoffs Sunday night went, I believe, 0 of 9 from 3.
Maybe okay, so tell the people, I'm gonna make you do it.
Okay.
You hate when I put words into your mouth.
Yes.
I'd love to hear what you think I said about Ahmad Wagner.
You said he should never shoot three-pointers ever.
Yes. Not even in horse. If somebody shoots a three-pointer, I don't even think he should shoot it.
Shot clock started down. He's sitting there out top. Don't even do it.
Yeah, just no. You play him in horse. Just shoot three-pointers. H-O-R-S-E. Done.
You just go in there and do something.
I don't like the way I'm acting right now. I'm actually ashamed of myself. I love this guy. So I was asking you what. Now go on. What do I love about the guy? Please.
You love his athletic ability. You love his tenacity. You love his rebounding. That's what you like, right?
Yes. Does it make me a bad human being that I don't want him shooting threes? I didn't want 80-year-old shooting threes. Okay. I didn't want, whoever. Okay. I didn't want Woody shooting threes. Mm-hmm. Does that make me a bad fan that I'm saying this guy should never shoot threes? The ball looks horrible in his hands. Absolutely horrible. Shooting a free throw. I haven't seen him shoot a three. I don't remember it. I'm guessing it looks the same as the free throw. Okay? Stick to defense. Stick to diving on the floor for loose balls, which I love. Those are the kind of players I like Bear. Those are the guys I freaking love. Okay? So stick to that. Shooting nine three-pointers? What is that doing? He's not going to be able. He's not. How many three-pointers is he going to shoot this year in Big Ten play? Go, Trent. Go.
Eight. Nine.
What is he doing then? He just shot nine in one game. We all know he's not going to shoot them, and he's never going to be a good three-point shooter. Look at me just putting this ceiling on somebody. What a jerk I am. I know I am. I hear myself. I literally hear myself talking like nobody can ever get better, right?
Kinda. But that's not really what I wanted to talk about, though it was fun to take you down this road. No.
Thanks for just twisting twisting it there for me.
What I wanted to bring up was a tweet that was sent out by Iowa assistant football coach Kelvin Bell. He said,
I haven't seen that either.
Ahmad Wagner was talking about that hype video I was talking about, the Fight for Iowa video, as Ahmad Wagner is part of the narration of it. Kelvin Bell cracks back, Iowa football assistant coach. What about your football career? Time is ticking. Ahmad Wagner had offers from Kentucky, plenty of other Power 5 programs in football. There was word that Ohio State was going strong after him. Does Ahmad Wagner, with another year of eligibility, need to start thinking about giving football one last go?
That is so damn interesting. I haven't seen anything like that, Trent. Obviously, with no Wi-Fi, that doesn't work, but that is crazy. Again, but what I've said about him is so weird because they were recruiting him for wide receiver / tight end.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have hands, Trent. That's what I keep telling you. When Bohannon's going down at 110 miles an hour, or his 110 miles an hour, shall I say, I love him, okay, love the kid, and throws it to Wagner, that sucker ain't being caught. You don't see that from watching the games.
I told you last week, I don't think his hands are nearly as bad as you do. So I don't think we're ever going to come to an agreement on this one.
No, I need to stop on him because I love guys that play with passion and are hardcore and defense, so I need to stop on him. But, yeah. And he absolutely need to stop on him because now I feel like I'm burying the guy. And you know what? Guys can get better. Do I want him shooting threes? No. His hands could get better, but I just don't understand. I mean, I didn't see him play football, Trent. Did you? Did you see any video of him playing football? So they're looking at him at tight end, I'm guessing? We've got a ton of tight ends. We got a ton of tight ends, Trent. What are they looking at him for?
Wide receiver?
I didn't hear anything about this, Bell putting that out. That is very interesting. I'm going to go back and look and try to find some football stuff of him, and I will totally, totally take back my opinion on him. All I know is he struggles with catching the basketball while running, and the ball does not look good in his hand. That does not mean he does not do other things well, because he does. And I love the kid, and he's a good teammate. He looks like a good guy, and I love guys that try really, really hard and give 100%, or as close to 100% as you can get. But I will just say, that's interesting. I will go look at his video and footage from football. I will ask you, have you seen any footage from him?
Yeah.
From football?
He was an athletic. No, it's a highlight video, so they're not going to show the drops if they were in there. that's the other part of it. You're not going to see that part. I say try it. What's more likely? Ahmad Wagner is going to play in the NBA or is going to play in the NFL? What's more likely?
Absolutely the NFL. Absolutely.
I agree with
from
you.
What I've seen from him. And again, I feel like I'm bashing the kid. I'm not doing that anymore. I had a couple guys come down on me because you always call me a Hawkeye homer. And anytime I ever have like a somewhat negative view on somebody or something in the Hawkeye program, because you know I've always loved Kirk Ferentz, always stuck up for him when everybody was bashing him, and I wanted Ben Ferentz and this and that, and stick up for what Iowa football is and this and that. But anytime I ever have like even somewhat of a negative opinion, it seems to, I don't know, I go out and like my friends or whoever just bash me. I'm like, what the heck? Or you bash me, and I'm like, man, what did I do? So I love Wagner. I freaking love Wagner. I want to see it. And yes, his future, if he has a future making money, is in football. And I don't know. If you question that, tweet at me at Wolfgang Hawkeye. Tweet at Trent Condon, at Trent Condon. I don't believe that he has a future in basketball.
Who was the MVP of the primetime league as the playoffs are going on? Who would you give it
to?
It's
got to be Nunge, right?
Nunge. 31 points, 11.5 rebounds, 4 assists per game. Garza, 31 points, 12 rebounds per game. Isaiah Moss, 29.5 points per game, 5 rebounds, 3.5 assists. But here's my MVP.
Really?
Ryan Kriener. 29 points.
You go.
11.8 rebounds, nearly 4 assists per game. His game has expanded. His game continues to improve. It's an exercise we will continue to do, Wolfgang.
Love this guy? Give me some props here now.
You absolutely. I was slow to come around, and especially leading into the year, I thought he was going to be maybe a guy that got lost in the shuffle. I don't think that's the case anymore. He is too good offensively, too good rebounding. He can do too many things for this team. Ryan Kriener needs to see minutes next year. He needs to see substantial minutes next year.
And Trent, we will talk about this. When am I coming on, Trent?
Well, you'll have a whole 3 hours on Friday to do
it. Oh, my gosh. I can't talk about 3 hours. Gee, man. Okay, we'll try it.
You'll be all right. You'll be fine.
Nah, we'll be good. We'll be good.
You'll be good. Well, with that, Wolfgang, we are out of time for today. So I'll let you get back to it. I know I'm going to see you tomorrow. You're going to stop in here, and I'm going to retrain you on the bells and whistles here of the program so you don't burn the place down on Friday.
Absolutely. I will not burn the place down, but it may be a cluster bleep, so tune in, people, and Trent. Text me what time you want me there, brother.
Okay, sounds good. We will talk to you tomorrow, Wolfgang.
Thanks, man. See ya.
That's Wolfgang Hawkeye with us on the Draft House 50 Hotline. And that'll do it for the show today. We are out of time. Always fun talking with the man, the myth, the legend. He is Wolfgang. Alex Halstead checked in as well from down at Iowa State Media Days with the Big 12 Media Days in Dallas. Good to hear from him. A lot of interesting things. Again, as always, you can find us over on the podcast page at 1700kbgg.com. That's where you can go and learn a lot more about the program, learn a lot more about what you might have missed. I know you're in and out, you're in the office, you're on the road, got different things going on, you're in meetings throughout the day, you miss some portions. That is a place to go back and pick up anything. The podcast page at 1700kbgg.com. We'll be back once again tomorrow on tomorrow's program. It is Pat Hardy will be here. We got Zuba Mahente, our man, Jimmy B. He'll be checking in from the road. So one final thing for tonight. A lot of baseball going on. We got the Cubs and Braves, 6:35 with the first pitch. It'll be Lackey out there after he comes off the DL. Twins, my Twins, are must-watch TV. It's against the Yankees. Yeah, when the Yankees are in town, it adds a little bit of juice, even in the middle of July. gets me going as a fan a little bit more. But the debut of Big Fat Bartolo Colon. Oh, yeah. Sign me up for that one tonight. 7:05 with the first pitch from Target Field tonight. I am all about that one, and we'll see if the big one can recapture what he lost throughout this season. Last year, an all-star. We'll see if he can get it back going. So I'll be watching that one. What else we got? Cardinals there against the Mets tonight. Maybe a watch there. Michael Wacha, he'll take the bump. You got the Dodgers there against the White Sox. Not really. Late night, Cleveland, San Francisco. Maybe a peek at that one tonight. Also got the Nationals out on the left coast against the Angels. But for me, hey, it's Twins, Yankees with an eye on the Cubs and the Braves. And those Cubs come out of the All-Star break the way that you want. Swinging the bats well, playing well. Last night, a little dicey. But in the end, get it done. That's all I'll be watching tonight on my Rockstar Satellite. You enjoy your evening. We'll be back at it tomorrow at noon. Jimmy B and TC from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studios.